Tamil County, 1972, Los Angeles.
But why this question is not raised? In his factory, so much chemical was manufactured. What is the factory?
Next.
Millions of tons of.
That's a Nestor's own factory, the factory of nature.
Now, what is that nature? That is experience. That is evasive reply, nature's factory. But what is this nature?
According to cosmologists, the first element created was hydrogen.
So who created?
There are.
As soon as you say creator, who created? Where created? How created? These questions. Chemicals in the factory. So, my question is, which factory is hydrogen was?
So many different ways to produce so many different things. They're eternal. Changing, mutation.
Hydrogen itself contains two fundamental particles, one called electron and one called proton. So these two fundamental particles, they are balanced within the atom. So the creation itself, the hydrogen atom is the simplest of all the atoms. And from hydrogen, everything comes out. All the elements like gold, platinum, and all the elements, 92 elements, come out from hydrogen. That's their theory. And then, when these elements, like gold and platinum, all these metals, are heated at a very high temperature, they will again become hydrogen. So the balance is going on between hydrogen and all the other atoms, the equilibrium. And it is controlled only by temperature and pressure.
Actually, we say temperature. There is a question of fire and electricity.
Yes.
Where is the powerhouse where the electricity is being produced?
That goes in effulgence. From effulgence of the transcendental body of Govinda.
What do they say about so far the atomic particles. Atomic particles. They say the theory, conservation of energy.
Yes.
So they say that the basic energy which is in the universe has always been here.
The energy, energy?
As soon as the energy, it must be the source of energy. We don't find here any energy without any source. Electric energy, there is electric powerhouse. And in the powerhouse, there is the engineer who is manipulating the divine machine to create the power. That is our experience. If you say it is always existing, then why do you create?
So by create, they mean just change, mutate.
The change means there is brain. There is engineer and manipulator.
But
even if you say change.
They create means they discover.
Discover.
Yes.
So, how it exists? Question. Because in our experience we see that any energy is coming from the source.
Yes.
So what is that source?
That experience is just relative experience.
So where is the absolute? Then you have to go to the absolute.
You may say the absolute is just the infinity of the existence of that energy.
That's all right. But so many, what is called? Permutation?
Yes. Permutations and combinations.
Yes, they're going on. So there must be some place. Sun energy for producing power energy.
Actually, the basic theory of conservation of energy is energy cannot be created nor destroyed. So it must be existing.
Existing, but it is being manipulated. Everything is existing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like when we cook something, everything is there in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody goes and he manipulates, and then nice food stuff comes.
So there has to be an operator.
Yes.
They're thinking that operator is not necessarily not a person or a controller.
No,
set of laws.
You cannot say that. Because as soon as you say operator, it is a person. Because it's systematic. Without brain, without person, how things can be. Everything is operating, but it is systematic. With such a big ocean, we are in front. Why going? A small part is in front. But because he is confident of the system, he is facing. Otherwise, in a second, the vast ocean can create catastrophe.
So that system is too evolved, too technical for any person to be in charge of.
Eh?
that system which is regulating these various things is too great for any person to be in charge of.
He must be partial. He is a great person, but he must be partial.
That they cannot imagine.
That is their misinterpretation. Because as soon as there is something operation, systematic, there is a person behind it. Government. To the layman, it is impersonal. But to the man who knows things, the ultimate person is the president.
If there be no perfect brain, if there be no perfect brain, the things cannot be ordered perfectly.
Yes.
It will be random.
Yes.
And so in our daily experience in a chemical laboratory, we also find that, for example, the solutions, when one makes, for example, colloidal solutions, which are charged particles, so they tend to organize in such a way that the positive charge is always near the negative charge. And never the negative charge with the negative charge. Because things are ordered in such a way that they always tend to be that way.
We tell them that all this is under the order of a person. They think we're simpletons.
Huh?
They think that's simpleton.
Simpleton?
Yes.
What is that?
Looks like they said a child thinks his father is the controller of everything. That's simply because he's simple-minded. He doesn't know that his father's not even so much in control.
But simple-minded, you are high-minded. Have you seen any child dropping from the sky? That is a child he has dropped from the sky. There is no need of father and mother. Where is the instance?
Well, they're working on that.
Huh? That's like there was a meeting. It is a criticism to the East Bengal man. There is a first poverty. The subject matter of the drama is that the woman had time to become free. Free. So, the woman meeting together that we have solved all the questions how to become free from this man's hand. The only difficulty is that still we have to beget children. Pregnancy is out, not there. So one natural angel is, yes, we are making research. In future, man will produce, I assure you. It is like this. In future, man, a male will produce child, not the female. We are making research. Your statement.
They're actually doing that now. See, someday.
Yes, they're doing. But that proves that he's a rascal number one. As soon as he says, yes, we are doing that, that means he proves himself to be a rascal.
That is why something, they're trying to be impossible. It's not possible.
But this impossibility is made possible by God. Just like Vishnu, Bhagavad Sai Vishnu produced a child from the navel.
Brahma.
Other than his wife, Lakshmi, goddess of fortune, is there. He did not take the help of the wife to produce Brahma. He produced himself. And that impossibility is possible to stand by God, not by us.
Therefore it's called Urukrama.
Urukrama. Thank you.
Yes.
As soon as that impossibility becomes possible, then he becomes God. Actually, we could fast up to 12 o'clock. And then we take Ekadasi food.
I was thinking tomorrow also to fast.
Yeah.
Back in the morning, we can't
walk
down
to your car. All right.
But
today is
a
part of tea.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah. No grain.
The waves are becoming very big.
Why?
Because the full moon is closing. Saturday is full moon. Duodice.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, full moon.
So, definition, the Brahma, the Supreme, what is that Supreme? The Supreme is the source of everything. So, you are not the Supreme, because you are not the source of everything. Therefore, there is somebody who is the source of everything. That is God.
Some would say there is no source.
No, sir. Why you are creating, why you are working? You are creating the city, laws, and so many things you are creating to make these things systematic, usable.
So that's all relative. All the energy.
So therefore, the absolute relative is the sample of the absolute.
The absolute is the infinity of that relativity.
You are not absolute. That is the point. You are relative.
So that relativity goes for infinity. That's what absolute is.
No, relative is part of the absolute. That we are. But we are also creating. somebody can, we can create the roads and the cars like that, but not a planet or a universe, that is not possible. We can create anything because we are part of the Absolute. We have got the quality, but you are not Absolute.
Nothing is absolute in the... Nothing is absolute in the material science.
You are also creating with the chemicals already there. But you are not the creator of the chemicals, which are already there.
Therefore they say nothing is created, because everything is already there.
Already there, but you are taking advantage of it. Otherwise you don't create, let everything is already there. Don't try to create. Why you are trying to create? The process is there, just like a man having sex with a woman, that the child is created. Everything is there. You do not know how the child is formed, how the child is there within the womb. You do not know. But this process has to be accepted. The woman and man must unite, otherwise there will be no child. So you are not creating, but you are. It is called immediate cause. There are two causes of creation. There are five causes, out of which the cause which is known as Daiva, providential, that is very important. Therefore that we are not independent. What is saying? Sarudana?
Yes, we are not independent. We are dependent on the Supreme Father.
Something.
Yes.
Something external.
We are parts and parcels of the We are all parts and parcels of the Supreme...
Absolute.
Yes, Absolute.
Definitely. So, you me, categories. Samam Moram, God is Samam Moram. Matter and spirit category. The combination of matter and spirit exists. The already there in the nature.
Yes. Sound vibrations.
Yes. And that you can learn from the animals. Different animals have got different vibrations.